Ion claims to be spokesperson for the Guff.
He's not like, spokesperson for the Guff. He is the Guff. The structure.
The structure of the Guff.
Right. Yeah.
The Guff is made up by the 99%ers.
No. The Guff is where you go and you transition. It's heaven. It's a term in Jewish religious literature that refers to the place where souls go when they die. It basically, it's heaven.
Okay.
You know, traditionally, we call heaven.
If you're dividing between 1% and 99%, the 1%ers do not go to the Guff.
Okay, yes, that's correct, Ionic dogma. The 1%ers,
right,
which we mean are the ascended ones, they don't die.
So that means that whatever information, whatever knowing that Ion has is 99% complete. The other 1%, he doesn't have access to.
No, he's not talking to them, and he has mentioned this many times. The ascended do not care about this Ion phenomenon. They don't require Ion. Ion supports them. Ion is happy that they got there and are on their way, living a life of dimming contrast. Ion is here for those stragglers that didn't get ascended. And Ion was created by the fallen. Remember, the ascended state is a permanent situation, a permanent condition that exists in the stacked up nows that we inhabit. It's one of the big nows. All the other nows that are fallen, they required a non-physical place, a place to go to when you die. See, so when you fall, you start thinking, I want to go die. I want to go leave this place. I can't handle the physical. So you create the Guff, a place to go to where it's extreme bliss. That's a fallen condition. That's what Ion is. Ion was created by the fallen. And Ion is saying that the fallen cannot exist anymore.
If Ion and perhaps yourself are initiating a new civilization, you're not doing so on complete knowledge. There's still 1% knowledge that Ion doesn't have access to. Like, it's not complete,
well,
full knowledge.
Hold that point. It's very interesting. Ion can't take you and stick you in the ultimate ascended condition. It can get you 99% close to it, but then you have to do phase three and decide whether you want to be ascended or not. In that sense, non-physical is less than us in the physical. It's created by us as a stopgap, a bandage, a halfway home for those that want to live a lot of contrast. But when you become ascended, you don't have non-physical, or it's merged with your physical, and there's no difference, and so you wouldn't even have the concept. That's why we say Rai was the original separateness. You know, Dave Worster goes into that. The original separateness was the original falling out of the ascended state. So the ascended state has no need of knowledge, no need of information, but is living involved in the physical reality, enjoying Nicki Minaj, enjoying whatever. They enjoy what we're producing. Like, Saint Germain is having a great time watching the world economy unfold, largely based on his actions over the 200 years. I said, what's he doing today? Is he helping the IMF? And I said, no, he's just relaxing and allowing. He knows it's out of his hands. You know, this idea that humans got to go to some elite group that's going to take responsibility and fix the world, the people would be shocked. The 99% are shocked that those elite people that we think are there to act out this salvation are sitting around listening to us and masturbating and enjoying Nicki Minaj and the world's greatest sinner. That's what they're doing. They're enjoying themselves. And they have no contrast about it.
Are you involved with initiating a new civilization?
Yes, I'm the one who's causing it. And that's why I'm called Santa Claus. Like, Ion does not tell me much about myself. He tells everybody else about themselves, but he backs off. And he finally gave in a couple of years ago and said, Bob, the closest to what you are is a Santa Claus. And he defines Santa Claus as a guy who drops gifts off and starts new civilizations and new scenes. We crystallize it down to a Christmas holiday season where he's just dispensing, you know, Disney products or something. But no, the archetype is something that is usually involved in initiating new stuff. And that's the role I've played for the last 15 minutes or so.
Ion, because he's the Guff itself and does not include the 1%ers, well, does that mean he does not have complete knowledge? Like, whatever the 1%ers know, he's not going to have available to him.
Here's how I explain that. It's a good question. Those that are ascended don't have any issues. They don't have knowledge. They don't care about knowledge. That's just concept. That's just passing thoughts. They know how to actualize whatever they want. by speaking, or maybe they have other methods. They don't require any assistance. Now, the creation of non-people who needed assistance, basically to get out of the physical and have an extreme bliss experience. So non-physical is here as a doctor, so to speak, to fix the unascended. But the doctor is not here for the ascended. And the ascended have nothing to do with us. So it's not that Ion doesn't know something. The condition that the ascended are in is what he is moving everybody towards. But once they jump in and get that condition, they don't remember Ion. It's not an issue.
Like forgetting whatever symptom you had.
Right. That's a micro scale of this process, the mega process. So that Ion is here, and Ion said, we want to get you to the position that you will finally say to Ion, I don't give a damn what you say, I'm doing this or I'm saying that. I want you to disconnect from a requirement of the non-physical. And nobody can get you as close to that as Ion can, because Ion is the very structural process that was set up all through time, all through history, about the function of religion and salvation and guilt and trying to make yourself have less contrast. That archetype, which we call Rai, is what Ion has come forth to express. And Dave Wurster used to ask, once we all ascend, what is the role of man, or that which was created by the descended, by Rai? So what part of this world will arrive and be in the ascended state? Seems to me that all of it will. That none of it was a waste of time. Everything was created. So Ion has come forth to begin to create. This is what's different. Ion is about the non-creating guff experience, but itself has come forth to create, because the guff kind of disappeared on March 18, 2009, and now the guff's been here playing to see how much of itself will last in the new ascended situation. That's the profound theological question or adventure. We're watching this little kid who hopes to make it and stay on the team. You see the recent episode of Breaking Bad, where the team, the three gangsters, they go to rob the train, and a fourth guy joins them. Well, the fourth guy brings along a gun and kills a little boy, causing a real problem. The three gangsters didn't want to kill anybody. And then this fourth guy hoped that they would forgive him, and that he would be allowed back on the team for future heists and jobs. So he had to wait. That's what we're looking at Ion. Ion is the fourth member, and Ion wants to see if he can hang out with us as we drop any need for Ion in trying to impress us as much as possible. He's creating RNA drops, cold fuses. Look, guys, I can help here. Yeah, include me in. I know you don't need me anymore, but come on. I could be good for something, couldn't I?